Yes, soldier Rastafari. Wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date, Sunday, December the 28th, 2014. I am the Christian ambassador for... And that word, and that sign, Capricorn, is the ambassador. We are the ambassadors. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth, the kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace, through obedience to Allah, the Father, to Allah, the Mother. Obedience to the universe. Obedience to the original waters. These waters that are represented in Islam, in the Hajj, by the Ka'ba. Ka is spirit. Ba is soul. The spirit and soul of the universe, dark energy, dark matter, the Ka'ba covered by a black covering. Oh, I gotta say this. I believe that which is under the black covering is white. Now, this is getting deep into the science of seed. Is it not true that the seed itself is white or pale? Sperm, I'm speaking of. But that seed, that sperm, comes out of a black reality. Because this universe, the original waters, are black, dark, green, blue, gray, dark reality. The womb of the universe is triple blackness, triple darkness. So we are deep into the science, the Ka'ba, dark energy, dark matter, these waters, melanin of the universe. So now, to be a soldier of love, Sister Sade singing, we must understand this science. The universe is about life. The seed of life, germ of life, that is called sperm, is about life. The womb that carries that life is about bringing forth life. So we have to sacrifice our manufactured self. Go down into our passions and desires and wants, that which is represented by below the belt, below the waistline, as the equator below the earth, the earth portion below the equator. We are part earth. Earth, air, fire, and water is all about you and me, the human being. The earth, our waist, is our equator. And those passions and desires and wants and appetites, we have to control those, because the wicked enemy can use our passions and desires and appetites against us, which is what is being done with the military. Join the military, kill a poor working class human being somewhere on the planet. Does you no good. Join the, when you join the fraternal order of the police, and then sell out and only police the black and brown community, when the Caucasian community holds most of the criminal activity only because there are more Caucasian people in the United States of North America than there are others. And so the police don't go to the Caucasian community. They go to the black and brown community, harass black people all day, stop black people all day, when the Caucasian is four times more likely to be involved in drug criminal activity than the black man and woman. Scientific, mathematics, percentages, Google these things. And so to harass black and brown and kill and shoot black people to the clip of near 450 yearly between fraternal order of the police, security type people, and vigilantes. These have the mentality of wickedness. And it does the human being no good to kill another poor working class human being. We're not for killing anyone. And then back to Al-Qaeda. Those, the same mentality, the same thinking, the same teaching that we find in the military and the fraternal order of the police, we find it in Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, the ISIL, ISIS people, the Al-Nusra, all of them. They teach, oh yeah, join us and kill people and you'll advance in life. Madness. And it all comes and stems from the same wicked ruling class and families using the CIA of the United States of North America, using Mossad of Israel. Yes, Israel supports those Al-Qaeda people in, is it the Golan Heights or the territory of Syria? Israel supports those fighters in that region to overthrow the Syrian government. And the Syrian government is doing pretty good in providing what the people of Syria need in the way of education, in the way of health, in the way of freeing women, in the way of living wage job, in the way of stipends, so that people can afford those utilities that are overpriced. So Syria is doing pretty good. How are you doing, European nations and the United States of North America? And so to join any group to kill another human being is a consciousness that is a false consciousness that is emplaced over our original consciousness. Therefore, we must be born again. Virgin birth, immaculate conception, dealing with the science of the sun and how the sun moves in the 12 signs of the zodiac, coming to December to be born, reborn, and resurrected, teaching us of our birth, rebirth, and resurrection, which the human being has nothing to do with in the form that the human being is today. The flesh, as Paul talked about, the form of flesh that we have today has nothing to do with that birth, rebirth, and resurrection. But this is the birth, rebirth, and resurrection that is from original. What human being has anything to do with how the sun moves in the 12 signs of the zodiac? We have nothing to do with that. That is true virgin birth, immaculate conception, because true virgin birth, immaculate conception takes place without the help and aid of any flesh in the form that our flesh is in this time. So now I want to move to St. Luke chapter 2 and try to see what we can learn metaphysically, and then move to St. Matthew 14, I believe, and try to find some things. And then go back to St. John chapter 3 and finish this whole subject out. If I have to spill into January, the teachings for January. So, reading verse 7 of chapter 2. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now she is Mary or Miriam or Miriam, which in the African Hebrew language is defined as rebellion and their rebellion. We are to rebel against the false consciousness. See, the word sin, I can't remember whether I was looking at the Greek or the Hebrew, but it had to do, I think it was the New Testament Greek. It had to do with our not being our original self. See, the sins that we do, this is not from our original self. This is from that manufactured self that we must rid our original self of our manufactured self and come back to the Almighty naked and stripped of the manufactured self. So, Miriam means rebellion. We are rebelling against the manufactured self, rebelling against the misuse and abuse of our lower passions, desires, and appetites. Now, Merry Christmas. Merry, Merry Christmas. Merry, M-E-R-R-Y, to be happy, to be merry. But that word merry comes from the ancient African Kemites in Egypt. Merry Amen, merry, merry, merry in the Kemite language of Kemet, which we call Egypt, means love or beloved. So, one of the titles, let's see, Ursa Ma'at Ra, Septepen Ra, Mary Amen. Ra represents the Almighty, symbolized by the sun. So, Ursa Ma'at Ra, let me see now. The Lord, is it Lord or ruler, under truth, justice, and righteousness of the Almighty, represented by Ra, symbolized by the sun, Ursa Ma'at Ra, Septepen Ra, chosen of the Almighty, represented by the sun. We are sons and daughters of light. Ursa Ma'at Ra, Septepen Ra, Mary Amen. Loved, Mary is loved by Amen. That same Amen, Amenet, that we talk about all the time. The hidden Amen is the hidden an unseen father, and Amenet is that womb that brings forth that which was hidden into the light. That's a paraphrasing and a synopsis. So, we are the firstborn. We are born from Mary. We are the rebellious ones who are rebelling against a terrible, no good, rotten system. So Mary brought forth her firstborn. And the word firstborn is prototokos. And let me see if I can play you the pronunciation.
Strong's G 4416. Prototokos. Prototokos.
Is defined as the firstborn of man or beast, then Christ as the firstborn of all creation. What we must understand, and the word is also synonymous with first begotten. So first begotten, firstborn. We are looking at that which is descriptive of the universe and how the universe operates. Christianity, Hebrew, Islam, Hindu, Buddhist, Zoroaster, indigenous religions of the Western and Eastern hemispheres are all languages that are scientifically describing the universe and how the universe works and operates. And the original working and operation of the universe before any flesh in this time. So you want to go back 2,000 years and say born then? I say no. We're talking the original birth before any flesh. The firstborn of creation is the sun, S-U-N, is the field of light, is the atom, the hydrogen atom that is the sun, solar energy power that the ancient African Kemites in Egypt referred to as Atum, Atum, Atum. Democritus, 5th century, 6th century BC, went to the Kemites in Egypt and came back with Atomos. He got that from Atum. The ancient Africans said Atum. In the Old Testament, Adon, Adon, a dawning of a new day, Adon. Plural is Adonai, Adonai. Adonai have to do with the table of elements and all the other elements in the table of elements. Adon is the hydrogen element, the hydrogen atom, the hydrogen atom that permeates the whole of the table of elements. In the New Testament, Christos, or you would say in English, Christ, Christ is the light that was first born from darkness. Oh, this is such wonderful science when we understand. In the beginning, the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses created, gave birth to, cut out of themselves the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. These words, when you research the definitions of these words, they are descriptive of the universe in the original reality as water, pitch black and blue and green, I think even purple and gray, waters, melanin of noon, and that triple dark womb of Nonet. And so it says, and the spirit of the Elohim, spirit is feminine, Holy Spirit, Mother Holy Spirit. The spirit of the Elohim, or the spirit of the gods and the goddesses, began to move upon the face of the waters. So we're looking at that science of feminine and masculine, because the face of the waters, see, the seed of life, germ of life, emanates from the masculine. And the face of the waters, that word face is the African Hebrew word for phallus. Don't be offended. The physical structure is holy and righteous and teaches us of the aspects and attributes and characteristics of the Almighty, so that we may understand that the universe operates on masculine-feminine union. This is sacred. So the spirit, and spirit is energy, began to move upon the face, the phallus, of the waters. And then it says, and God said, that's how they interpret it, but that word in the African Hebrew language is Elohim, which means gods and goddesses, said, let there be light. And there was light. And then comes the division of the waters. Waters from the waters. See, that field of light, which is the firstborn from the dark, pitch black womb, which is feminine, and the dark, pitch black waters, which is masculine, dark energy, dark matter, giving birth to the field of light. And the field of light then goes back to the waters and transforms the waters into the mass, matter, material universe that we have in this day and time. And we have the flesh in this day and time. And we have all that we have in this day and time. The earth and the elements in the earth, and all that we can make, such as iron and steel and gold and diamonds, etc. This is all waters, because we all come from those original waters. So the scripture says the field of light separated the waters from the waters. You get that same teaching in the etymon of Christ, which is tracing Christos to the root word, the etymological root word, and you get this gaping hole, which represents the abyss, which represents the waters of Nun and the womb of Nonet, no barrier, no boundary, deep, 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 deep abyss, abyss waters. And then you come to another word which has to do with the storm, because now the field of light, after Ptah has come up as the earth mound in the water, creating waves and energy, now there's chaos. There's movement, but there's chaos. So Ptah, the mind of Ptah, gives birth to Atum, the field of light. The mind of Ptah, the earth mound, operating in the darkness, in the dark womb, in the dark waters of Nun, gives birth to Atum, the field of light, the S-U-N, the sun, the atom, that the atom now, the Atum, the sun, the Christos, the Adon, all of these words describing the same field of light. Now the firstborn of creation, the field of light, can go to work in transforming those waters. So when you see in the scripture, Israel is seen as the, like the firstborn of the Almighty. David is seen as the begotten of the Almighty. Ephraim is seen as something like the firstborn or begotten of the Almighty. When we understand these words metaphysically, then we understand that these words are descriptive of the field of light, which is the firstborn out of dark matter, dark energy. This is Christ, the firstborn of all creation. The teaching and understanding of Christos that precedes any and all flesh. And this is how we are able to find our way into the teaching, because we come from that same reality. We are earth, air, fire, and water. Now they say firstborn son, but we know the atom has a feminine characteristic. And in the European Greek language, when you check the etymology of Christos, you come to a word that is kair. It seems like that's where we get our English kair. But this word kair or kair has to do with the upholding and sustaining of the universe through truth, justice, and righteousness, and that feminine power that controls the destinies of men and women. in the ancient African Kemet, she that is called Care in the Greek language was called Ma'at in the African Kemite. Kemet, the Kemites in Egypt, referred to the feminine counterpart of Atum as Ma'at. And this has been verified by Brother Ashra Kwesi in the lecture, The Theft of African Spiritual Concepts. He stated that Ma'at is the feminine counterpart of Atum, because the atom upholds and sustains the universe. The atom, the neutron in the atom, is the word of the Almighty that must take flesh through the proton or the Y chromosome that is masculine, acting like the father in the atom, and the X chromosome, the electron, mitochondria DNA, which is the mother in the atom. And so this is the scientific description of the Christos as masculine and feminine. So this firstborn son, daughter, I'm going to say, is wrapped in swaddling clothes. This is descriptive of the field of light. The field of light. Now, the etymological root of the word that has to do with wrapped is the word, is this word in the Greek language.
Strong's G, 4685, spao.
To draw, this is defined as to draw or draw one's sword. So a sword is a weapon. And the field of light is the weapon of the Almighty to transform the waters, to transform the state of a human being, to transform society by the power of light, transforming the waters, purging the waters of decay and rot and that which is dross and gross matter, so that the matter may be purified. So the field of light, the atom, the atum, is the weapon of the Almighty. And do we not understand that the word of the Almighty is like a sword, a two-edged sword? The word is the neutron. The word of the Almighty, like blood in the physical structure, upholding the physical structure, sustaining the physical structure, and working to purify the physical structure of all impurities, wrapped him in swaddling clothes. The word swaddling clothes. Let me see. Is that the same word as wrapped? It looks like the same word as wrapped. Let me see if it is. Because I just went over that definition. Wrapped, yeah, wrapped and swaddling are the same. Laid him in a manger. Now this word manger is a feminine noun. We're not saying noun anymore, because a noun is a noun. We're all noon. We're all the waters of noon. So this is a feminine noon. And it's this pronunciation.
Strong's G, 5336. Fonte.
The this is a feminine noon. The universe works on feminine masculine polarity. It means crib and manger, from another word, patiomai, to eat. The manger was the place where the animals ate their food. Well, let me pick that up on the other side of the break.